Doesn't matter what we're gambling over, I'm there. With that said, what are my chances with... My gaze conducts a slow sweep of the crowded room. Her. I finish. Rather than follow my gaze, three sets of eyes remain glued to me. They appraise me for several long beats, as if trying to decide if I'm fucking with them. So I hop off the stool and ease closer to the trio. Look at her. She's fire. Do you think a bum like me could get her number? Mr. Rolex is the first to relax his guard.
Her?
He says, nodding not so discreetly at the pretty girl who's ordering a drink with the bartender.
You mean Little Miss Innocent?
He's not wrong. There's definitely an air of innocence to her. A delicate profile reveals a smattering of freckles on her nose, and her light brown hair is loose around her shoulders rather than up in a complicated style like some of the other chicks in this place. Despite her tight black sweater and short skirt, she's more girl next door than sex kitten. The dark-haired friend snorts.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I flick up my eyebrows.
What, you think I don't have a shot?
Dude, look at you. You're like a jock, right?
Either that or he's on roids.
The blonde guy cracks. I'm an athlete. I confirm, but I don't offer more details. Clearly, these guys aren't rabid hockey fans, otherwise they'd recognize me as Boston's latest rookie. Or maybe they wouldn't. It's not like I've been seeing a crazy amount of ice time since I was called up from the farm team to the pros. I'm still trying to prove myself to my coach and teammates, though I did get an assist last game, which was cool. But a goal would have been cooler.
Yeah, a sweet thing like that would be too intimidated,
Mr. Rolex informs me. Odds of you getting her number are 20-1. His buddies agree.
That's a 25% chance,
one says, because again, their math is nonsensical. What if I want more than her number? I challenge. The blonde snickers.
You want to know your odds of going home with her? 100-1.
I gaze at the brunette again. She's wearing black suede ankle boots with chunky heels, one leg crossed over the other as she daintily sips her drink. She's cute as hell. $200 says I get her to stick her tongue down my throat in less than 5 minutes. I boast with an arrogant smirk. My new friends bust out in incredulous laughter.
Sure, bro.
Mr. Rolex chuckles. In case you haven't noticed, the women in this joint are pure class. Not a single one would hook up with you in public. I'm already dropping 200s on the counter.
Scared of my sexual prowess, huh?
I mock.
Huh? Fine then, I'll bite.
The blonde guy says, placing two bills on top of mine.
Go ahead and get your ass rejected, lover boy.
I pick up my glass and drain the rest of my beer.
Liquid courage,
I tell the trio, and Mr. Rolex rolls his eyes. Now watch and learn. Winking, I amble off. Instantly, her attention fixes on me. A hint of a smile, albeit soft with shyness, tugs at her mouth. Fuck, she's got nice lips, full and pink and glossy. When our gazes lock, it's as if everyone else in the bar disappears. Her brown eyes are pretty and expressive, and right now they're expressing a sweet hunger that quickens my pulse. I'm trapped in her orbit, my legs speeding up of their own volition. A second later, I'm beside her, greeting her with a rough, "Hey."
"Hi,"
she replies. She has to tilt her head to look at me because she's seated and I'm towering over her. I was always a big guy, but I've bulked up even more since I started playing hockey at a higher level. Skating in the pros is physically demanding.
"Can I buy you a drink?"
I offer. She lifts her full glass.
"No, thank you. I've already got one."
"Then I'll buy your next one."
"There won't be a next one. I don't trust myself."
"Why's that?"
"I'm a lightweight. One drink makes me tipsy."
Her lips curve slightly.
"Two drinks make me do bad things."
Damned if my dick doesn't twitch at that.
"How bad?"
I drawl. Although she blushes, she doesn't shy away from the question.
"Very bad."
I grin at her, then flag the bartender with a fast, exaggerated gesture.
"Another drink for the lady?"
I call. She laughs, and the